Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Back, guys. TGS 104.1 FM KMOX. So every Monday at 4 p.m. we get together with Skip Weber, the sponsor of Sweet 16, and we do Sweet 16. And we've been talking about it. We've been doing it together about 20 years, and we're going to plan on doing Sweet 16 about once a month. And we're going to change it up a little bit, actually return it to what it used to be, where we had you guys playing along with us. And so we'll invite one or two people to be on and be tiebreakers or give us your submissions. And then the other 3 weeks of the month, we'll just jack around, do something else. We'll figure it out.
I love the term jack around.
Yeah, right?
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, got to jack around sometimes. Yeah. Just got to have a little fun.
That's kind of my favorite memories of being on the air is jacking around.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%. So. Today, the Sweet 16, and by the way, as Steve, my boss, pointed out so correctly, I just assume you know me. I assume you know the show. I assume you know my games, but you don't. And so the Sweet 16 is patterned after the Sweet 16 in college basketball, where we take a topic. Today, it is best sports comedies, and we do the best 16. We get it down to the Elite Eight, the Final Four, and then what we think is the best sports comedy of all time. Then that goes against the super champion. Is it still Dogs?
I think so.
Like greatest things in life.
Yeah. And I love your description, but I hate to say that most of the listeners will never agree that this is the best 16 of anything.
Which is half
our
the fun.
Our submissions are probably, you know, numbers 8 through 60, you know, because there's always somebody saying, what, you forgot. So
exactly.
That's what's fun about it.
I didn't realize, I mean, duh, that there are so many sports comedies, but there are so many great ones.
Agreed.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them that are not that funny, but they're designed as a comedy. So,
yes.
But they're good movies.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I've got a few of those.
Yeah.
I've got some that aren't knee slappers.
Right.
But they're not like
funny moments in it. And,
serious.
And
they're not. It's not The Natural, which is not, not a lot of laughs.
Exactly. No.
So, okay, Skip, kick it off.
I'm going with the Bad News Bears.
Love it. Love it.
Love it. Couple of my favorite characters in movies. Kelly
so
Leak.
So my wheelhouse.
Kelly Leak and
I was terrified of him through the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every neighborhood had a Kelly Leak.
Exactly. And then, but then when he's the teammate, you know, all of a sudden he's the good guy. Ah, it's a great movie.
I had that. Casey Bach was mine.
It's wonderful that they didn't win.
Yeah.
It's a good twist.
Yeah.
They still overcame their personal stuff, but they didn't win.
And Walter Matthau, born to play that part.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I saw something just the other day. There was something, I don't even know where, these little things for movies that I've liked in the past pop up. But he, every time they showed him drinking beer, which is every scene he's in, different brand.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what the point of the movie.
That's
every time.
Cool.
They listed like 12 beers that he had every time. So
interesting.
Yeah.
I drank some different beer this weekend. I went to Wrigley Field with Nick. Oh, had cool. an Old Style.
Oh, there you go.
Had me a Michelob High Life.
All right.
Wow. No, Miller High Life. I'm sorry. Right. Miller High Life. Right. Yeah.
The champagne of beers.
Champagne of beers.
Exactly.
I do love it. I like
Old Style is still around.
Still. Oh,
that's
it's
the
huge
one with
there.
The Kreuzening. Remember that?
Kreuzening.
Heilemann's Old Style with Kreuzening.
Yeah.
That's funny.
No, it's been very prevalent
ages
up there.
Since it's been advertised in this town.
Wheels?
Got to go with the OG, Caddyshack.
Nice.
One of the first, quote-unquote, bad movies I was allowed to watch.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah.
And kind of some of the badness blew me away.
I was going,
what is going on here? I didn't know they were allowed to do that.
Yeah, but then it's just so many one-liners, so many instant scenes where you're just like, I remember every one of those big ones.
Yeah.
How about Talladega Nights?
That is a movie.
I'm on fire!
I hated the first time I
really?
Saw it. Yes.
All right.
But you know what? I couldn't stand Anchorman either. And
at
now
first,
they're two of my favorites.
And now you like them?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Could have just been the moment.
I'm going to go with the original Longest Yard.
Oh, that's the better one.
I didn't have that one. That's
good. I loved that movie.
Yeah.
That's so good.
That was one of my first naughty movies.
Richard Kiel.
And when it was Bernadette Peters.
Yeah.
That scene, my goodness gracious.
Man.
Let's all just think about that for a minute. Okay. Back to Skip.
How about Slapshot?
Dang it!
Hey!
That's a great one.
Dang it! That was my number one seed. I should have gone first with that one.
Yeah.
I was afraid somebody was going to take it. No, that's
not
good.
It's
amazing.
Hockey guy at all.
God, I love that movie
so
much.
When I saw that movie, and it made me like a hockey guy. Just.
I mean, I don't know that there's better characters in the Hanks.
Yeah.
Brothers.
No, Reg Dunlop.
So funny. Off the ice, they're just like the biggest nerds.
Yeah.
You know, they're sitting
they're
there
racing
in their hotel
cars. Room.
Yeah, exactly. So fun. And then on the ice, just.
I had those guys on a show way, like when I think it was when Slapshot 2 came out. They were doing the media tour and I had them on and I was like, okay, you guys, you know, it's up to you guys if you want to be in character or not. They're like, what do you mean in character? And they like, one of the guys smacked me and like, all right, I guess we're just doing this way.
Can I tell you, I thought for years that they were the Sklar brothers. Yeah. And so when you guys would mention the Sklars, I'm like, oh, I love Slapshot.
Those guys are great.
I'm going to tell them you said that.
Yeah. Is it Rach?
I thought it was Wheels.
Oh, no, it's Wheels.
It's
me. I got to come up with the next one. It's Major League. It's one of the only comedy baseball ones. Like, I don't like Bull Durham, but I like Major League a lot.
What do you not like about Bull Durham?
I don't know. They're maybe a little try-hard where I thought Major League just kept it silly and stayed in that silly lane. It wasn't a try-hard.
You don't like being taught lessons, do you?
I think that's 100% true. Bull Durham's funny for about the first 40 to 50% of it.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a romance serious movie that's terrible.
Yeah. You know, but they also they were trying a little too hard, saying, look at us, we like all the lingo that baseball players use. Like, yeah, except they don't do it like that. But Major League is just silly because it's just all silly all the time.
Yeah.
Have any of you guys seen Bring It On?
Yes.
No.
Dance.
It's cheerleading.
Competitive cheerleading.
That's what I meant.
Okay, we'll skip it because just Skip has
it's
seen
it.
It's
one of my daughter's favorite movies.
Millennial women. That is the target audience. That was very formative. How about Dodgeball?
Yep. You can dodge a wrench. You can dodge a ball.
Think about that.
Not a laugh out loud comedy, but I love Sandlot.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Really captured childhood.
It was funny.
Yeah. Benny the Jet.
Okay.
Back to Skip.
Another not a laugh out loud. And this is in my top 10 favorite movies. I love this movie. I saw it in the theater, and then I went back and saw it the following week. Breaking Away.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
Also with Kelly Leak.
Also with Kelly
Leak.
Really?
Yeah. Exactly. I forgot
also
that.
With Jackie Earle Haley. Yeah. And, I mean, the funniest moments were the dad, although there were some funny moments between the kids. And there's some really good laughs, but it's deeply serious and very meaningful.
Yes.
Very cool.
To tie Breaking Away with Bull Durham, have you seen American Flyers?
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
That's a really good movie.
It is.
Kevin Costner, set in St. Louis.
Right.
And he is a biker.
Very early.
Cancer, correct?
Exactly. Very early Kevin Costner.
Very
I think
early.
Before Bull Durham even.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, way before. Whose turn?
Wheels.
I really liked A League of Their Own.
Look at you.
That movie was great.
Look at you being
involved.
I loved
that movie. No, it was funny. It was hilarious, but it was also a true story.
Mm.
Loved it. But Tom Hanks was great in that. liked him. I know you hate Tom Hanks, but he's
really true.
I mean, the league was real. I don't know about the story being true.
Did he really say there's no crime in baseball?
Exactly. I bet he did not in real life.
How about Nacho Libre?
Wow. There's a dark horse. Yeah, why not?
I never understood that movie. I love Jack Black, especially at that time. It's kind of dimmed on that. Right after School of Rock, we went and saw it, and I go, what was that that we just watched? I never got it.
I only saw it the one time. How about Waterboy?
I had that one, too.
That's a good one.
It's the only one I could think of initially as foot for football.
Yeah.
But, I that movie cracks me up.
Sandler...
Hit or miss.
Hit or miss.
Yeah, but in that time, it was great.
Even his misses, I enjoy.
Yeah.
I've never seen a Sandler movie, but maybe Little Nicky. But other than that, I've never seen one I'm like, I hated that. Yeah. But I've seen one I'm like, that could be the greatest piece
even
of cinema
when he's
of all time.
Not that comedy, like Spanglish.
Yeah.
And so it's still okay. Like
Uncut
the basketball,
Gems.
Like the basketball one he did.
Yeah, Hustle.
I really liked that one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't funny at all. So.
Yeah. Back to Skip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever seen, going back to Talladega Nights, have you ever seen Logan Lucky?
No, I keep hearing about it, though.
I did, but I don't know if we finished, but it wasn't because of the movie. It was something interrupted.
Is that Daniel Craig?
Yeah, he plays a guy with a big Southern accent.
I watched it on the plane on a trip once and just laughed out loud a couple times. My wife says, what are you watching? I said, I didn't know it was a comedy. I thought it was a good caper heist movie.
Yeah.
I thought there was some really funny parts. So I'll do something else.
Okay.
How about Feel the Rhythm, Feel the Rhyme, Get On Up, It's Bobsled Time.
Ooh.
Cool Runnings.
There you go.
That's
cool
good.
Cool Runnings.
Yeah, that was a moment in time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Wheels.
Blades of Glory.
I just took my last one.
Oh, no.
It's such a stupid movie, but it's hilarious. Nick Swardson is hilarious as the Creeper.
Never saw it.
Oh, no.
Me neither. I never did either.
Well, then we should not do that one if you guys haven't seen it.
You have another one?
Yeah, sure. Well, we didn't do Happy Gilmore yet.
Nope. There goes my last one.
We'll put in Happy.
I shouldn't have said anything. Just screwed myself over.
I am tapped out.
How many we need?
We need two.
John, you got anything in there?
I've got three, but I bet you I'm the only person that's on any of them. Remember Gus, the field goal kicking mule?
I had
that one
Gus.
Just to make a joke.
The
Disney movie, Gus.
List.
Yeah, maybe it'll win.
Could be the Don Knotts.
Yes.
Don Knotts was in there and Tim Conway. I don't remember who else. Dick Butkus was like the bad guy player.
Yeah.
And then Gabe Kaplan. As basketball coach Fast Break.
Yeah.
I loved that movie.
You know
movie
the one none of us mentioned, but is probably everybody else is yelling, is The Mighty Ducks.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
One.
Put it on.
Was not my
put
favorite, but I know people are probably yelling about that one.
Yeah. Rach, was that your childhood?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
They named an NHL team after that.
Yeah, they did.
And then they changed it to just Ducks.
Yeah. Every time there's a shot that gets slightly deflected and goes in because, you know, the deflection, I always blame it on the knuckle puck.
Okay, Sweet 16 of sports comedies. Bad News Bears versus Mighty Ducks.
Bears.
Bears.
Ducks.
Bears moves on.
So three old men's childhood wins over the younger person's
right?
childhood.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Caddyshack versus Breaking Away.
Caddyshack.
Oh, I got to go Breaking Away, man.
Should have said two. Caddyshack.
Oh, I'll make it a tie to Roger Brand.
Caddyshack, sorry.
Yep, you're the classics. He loves the classics.
Somebody step on a duck.
Talladega Knight versus A League of Their Own.
Oh, no. I like both of those.
I got to go Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, Talladega.
Yeah, you know what? Ricky Bobby's funnier. Ain't first, you're last.
Longest Yard, the original, versus Nacho Libre.
Longest
Yard. Same thing. Old guy's childhood wins out again.
Yeah, we're still in control.
We have the majority.
10 years.
It's just like the U.S. We're still in the majority in the room.
10 years, you're like, Talladega. Oh, you already voted? Okay. Okay. Slapshot versus Waterboy.
Waterboy.
Slapshot.
Ooh, that's a close
that
one.
That is a very,
that's tough.
And I can't even wait to, you know, I can't wait it out and not vote.
I'm going to go Waterboy.
Ooh.
You know what? I'll not vote by sending it to Roger.
Okay.
This Slapshot tie.
Oh, man. I'm a hockey guy, so Slapshot, of course. Did you know that was written by a woman, believe it or not?
As a matter of fact, none of us did.
No, we're
yeah,
all
yeah, that is that, I mean.
Fun stunned fact. Into silence. Not since I mean, Wheeler said he liked League of Our Own, have I been so surprised.
I mean, it's a shocker to me, but it's a great script.
You just killed Wheeler, by the way, Roger. He may be useless to me the rest of this time.
Sorry about that.
He really thought that was the funniest comment.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to help my boy Roger out and move on. Major League versus Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings.
Major League.
Cool Runnings.
Oh, another tie to Roger.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Major League.
All right. And one last win for the Elite Eight. Dodgeball versus Happy Gilmore.
Oh, no.
Brutal.
I'm going Happy.
Yeah, I got to vote against myself and go Happy.
Yeah, Happy.
Okay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's DGS on KMOX. Happy Monday to you. Cooking up something for KMOX to do on our own for the fallout and the damage and first responders and people who are suffering all across town, but especially in North City. And we'll let you know about that probably tomorrow. Here with Skip Weber, the sponsor of Weber's World, doing the Sweet 16. I lied to you guys. We have one more to do to get to the Elite Eight of the Sweet 16 of the best sports comedies, Sandlot versus Fast Break with Gabe Kaplan.
Oh.
Sandlot.
Sandlot's cool, Sandlot.
But yeah, I was going to say, Fast Break's a lot funnier, but still, I'll vote Sandlot, too.
Okay, down to the Elite Eight. Bad News Bears versus Caddyshack. These are good.
Bears.
Caddyshack's funnier.
Bears.
Shaq, we got to go to the captain.
Roger.
Caddyshack, sorry.
Don't even have to ask that guy. I know him now. Talladega Nights versus
Cinderella Story.
Longest Yard, the original.
First one was?
Talladega Nights.
Oh, Longest Yard.
Yeah.
I'll go Talladega.
Gotta go Yard in the finals. Slapshot featuring the Sklar Brothers versus...
So talented.
Major League.
Oh, I gotta go Slapshot.
Well, by virtue of being written by a woman...
Thank you.
Slapshot.
Thank you.
Yeah. Major League.
No, Slapshot.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that make it?
3-1. Old guys win.
All right.
Yeah, I'm on an island.
Poor Rach.
That's a blow for feminism right there.
Rach's like, this is just every day.
How did you not vote for the woman writer? Happy Gilmore versus Sandlot.
Oh.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy's funnier.
Yeah, way funnier.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Good. Now we have 30 seconds to kill because I... We're just going to finish this on the other side. Welcome back, guys. DGS 1041 FM KMOX. Looks nice out there right now, but we're supposed to get some bad weather coming in. Dave Murray said between 8 p.m. and 1 a.m., but, you know, like 8 and 10 is sort of like the prime time. Doesn't think it's going to be anything like last Friday. We're all gun shy because of that, but, you know, could be some thunderstorms and some hail. So just kind of look out. Wheels not going to be going to the game tonight. Probably, you know, leave a little bit early just in case it hits.
Keep track.
Yeah, we'll be watching.
Keep track.
We're watching it. Skip Weber's here, the sponsor of Sweet 16, Weber's World, and we are down to the final four of best sports comedies of all time. What's going on with Weber?
Well, it's getting close to the end of May, and what does that mean? That means Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a few people out there that are open on Memorial Day Monday. We are not. Yeah, I think it's, you know, one of the more important holidays to at least observe the holiday, whether you do any real festivities. But the weekend of Memorial Day is almost always a really big time for us. And we've already we changed our prices a little bit to reflect that. So we're open Friday and Saturday. We're hoping to make a lot of deals. It is the end of the month. We're having a great month. It's very, very funny. Last month I told you that April, add all the stores together, that total of sales was the best number since COVID. Everybody's had their own best month and all that, but that was just across the board. And believe it or not, our prices are a little bit lower than last month, and we're tracking for not quite as many. So it's just kind of weird. But we've got the holidays, so that's what I'm saying. I'm telling everybody right now, look at the, you know, you don't have to wait till Friday, anytime this week, and of course the days after the holiday next week. But if you're thinking about it, I'm telling you, all you got to do is put your trust in the number one reviewed and rated Chevy dealer in about a 500-mile radius. We will make you happy. Great vehicles, great way you're treated during, before, and after the sale.
Yeah, great used vehicles, too. I love my new Jeep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. We will make sure that you, if you're looking for a pre-owned, that you're very, very happy with it.
Okay, excellent. Here we go. Final four of best sports comedies of all time. Caddyshack versus the original Longest Yard. OGs.
Caddyshack.
I like the storyline. I think Caddyshack's a bit funnier, but Longest Yard has some great funny moments, and Caddyshack's just a silly,
with you. I'm going
minimal
yard.
Plot. I'm going yard.
Rich?
We got to send it to the captain.
I'm sticking with Caddyshack. Sorry.
Dave, you had some stank writing on that one.
Yeah.
You were not happy.
Yeah. It was against my will. Slapshot versus Happy Gilmore.
Slapshot.
Gilmore. Mm-hmm.
Slapshot. Slapshot, Caddyshack.
Slapshot.
Slapshot.
Caddyshack.
Oh, it's give the baby his bottle. Roger, you can pick it.
I know what it is.
Slapshot.
There it is. He said he was a hockey guy.
Okay. Ridden by a woman.
Yeah, exactly.
Just don't give me any of that stinking root beer.
I think that's the first winner ever written by a woman. So there you go.
So is it Caddyshack as the best sports comedy or
Dogs? No, it's Slapshot.
Sorry. Or Dogs is the best Slapshot. Thing ever.
Nothing beats Dogs.
Well, in the real world.
Right.
At this time, I'm saying Slapshot is a great...
I'll go with you, too.
Yeah, Slapshot.
You guys?
I'm going Dogs.
Okay.
Oh, I know where this is going.
Man, so Roger, here's the deal. It's either Slapshot or the best thing in life being Dogs.
Well, my dog's ignoring me right now, so I'm going to go Slapshot.
There it is.
Wow. Just took down Dogs.
Prisoner of the moment.
Thanks to Roger's Dogs.
His dog's bugging him.
Jeez.
That's great.
You know what is dying, and experts say it's actually perfectly fine? The family dinner.
Why do they say it's fine? I would think that would
something... They just say that it was appropriate for us when we were kids. That was the standard. But now it's an unrealistic standard that just causes guilt and angst. And so everyone coming in and standing at the island in your kitchen or coming in and out, like my dad always yelling at me, your mom's not a short order cook. Now moms are, or dads are. And they say that it's perfectly fine. You're not going to lose any closeness with your family. You're not going to break up just because you didn't have family dinner.
Hmm.
I don't buy that.
You like it?
I like the family dinner, and I get that sometimes you can't, but if you strive for it, and if you fall short and don't feel guilty, then okay, that's cool. But if you have one as often as possible, I think that's a good bonding time, review for what the kids did that day, advice if they need it, laughter, whatever it might be, mm-hmm. and probably a bit healthier eating.
Yeah, yeah. Two things I thought about when I was at the games at Wrigley. There are two kinds of people. There are clappers.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are not clappers.
Sheep and not sheep.
I'm not a clapper.
No.
Sheep and not sheep.
That was a joke.
But I would view it the other way. I think clappers are braver than us non-clappers.
I don't know about that. I mean, you're just doing it because you're being told to, because some music's playing or somebody said, everybody clap your hands, and then bleh, bleh.
You like, do that really well.
Yeah, yeah, because I've been at a million baseball games, and it's every damn game at every ballpark.
And the other thing I thought of, someone got hit by a pitch, and they went to first base, got a big round of applause.
Yeah.
And I thought, there had to be a first time that happened.
Yeah.
And the guy clapping probably got his ass kicked.
Yeah, well, they used to not get up. But when the guy started to get up, like, oh, good.
That's a good point. Okay. They're probably just clapping because that was so new.
Because he got up.
Like, holy crap, that guy didn't die. He's never going to be right again. But,
my favorite two things at ball games are the people that think everything that goes up in the air is a home run.
Yep.
Right.
As soon as it goes,
and there's certain areas of the stadium that it almost does look like it.
Yeah.
So you can forgive them a little bit, but those
people that yell balk on every pickoff.
Yeah. Yes.
Balk.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yep. Skip, I've already told this story once, but you'll enjoy this knowing me so well. I was sitting behind home plate in the upper where it's really good foul territory, and I always have known if I caught a foul ball, I would hand it to a little kid. But there are no little kids around, but there was about an 85-year-old guy there. So I decided if I catch the ball, I'm going to give it to him. So now I'm just thinking about it and picturing it, and I started crying at what a good guy I am.
I love that story.
Tears running down my face.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And of course, you didn't get a foul ball.
No.
So that's, yeah.
No.
Wow, terrible.
And if I had... 50-50.
Yeah, I wonder if you would have wanted it.
Cubs guy hits it. Yeah, you can have it, guy. My favorite Cardinal got it.
Right.
Getting nothing.
Full rage.
I wonder if the man would have wanted the ball,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, right. He might have been like...
Yeah, if you give him... like somebody like Arenado hits it or whatever, the opposing team, it wasn't the Cardinals there. And the Cubs don't like the guy or whatever. You give it to him, and he just chucks it back out of the field.
Right. That would have been pretty fun. Or great. Throws it back at me.
Yeah, just throws it out there. Get it back. This, I don't want that bum's ball.
I did see the Sox hit a home run into the left field bleachers, and they threw it back out.
I hate that so much.
Do you?
I do. I hate the throwing it back.
Me too. I agree.
First of all, you're not allowed to throw anything on the field.
True.
Secondly, like you said, there's a kid out there that will probably remember that forever if you just hand it to him. Meanwhile, all you're going to remember is, I threw it back and showed him.
Yeah, so all my years of sitting in the bleachers.
I hate that guy. That's how he talks.
When I was in high school and college, I'd go to the bleachers all the time. And I caught several batting practice balls then. But I only got two home run balls, both by the opposing players. And you could not have beaten me into throwing that away.
Yeah.
I mean, I had both baseballs until my house burned down.
Yeah.
Still had
Wow.
Carmelo Martinez and Tracy Jones. Tracy Jones.
Oh, wow. That's
Tracy Jones' first home run as a major leaguer.
Get out.
When he played for the Cincinnati Reds.
That's
he wasn't
callback.
That big of a player. But
no. You might have caught his only home run.
He had a few. So.
Double check that.
Probably would have been worth something to him.
Yeah.
Could have made yourself $500 right there.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.